It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
We're back. It's quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show, coming to you from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. We're moving ahead to Michigan week. Penn State welcoming the Wolverines to Beaver Stadium Saturday night. Whiteout game. Primetime kickoff. College game day will be in State College. It's going to be a pretty electric atmosphere, as it usually is, but I think the magnitude of the weekend with a ranked team coming to town, I know Michigan has had its share of struggles, but we're still looking at a 5-1 team that is capable of beating teams and has a smash-mouth kind of hard-nosed defensive approach that can cause some problems. Penn State, Greg, comes in as an 8-point favorite to start the week. I don't know what movement we've seen so far from that. I haven't tracked the line very closely.
It's not really moved at all. It bounced down to 7.5, and it bounced back up to 8. You know, it's going to stay in that ballpark all week.
Yeah. So, well, for starters.
Fascinating, considering Michigan was considered a favorite for this matchup back in August.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, I guess just to piggyback off that, those lines that are put out in August, I'm curious to see how many still hold up now that we've actually got a half season's worth of games.
Looking at the comparison chart going into last weekend. So going into Iowa weekend, I was looking at the comparison chart on the flight out there, and that had already reflected that Penn State was a favorite for the Michigan game, so nothing changed in that regard. But I would say of the games released in August, probably 40% of them had favorites flipped. So I guess it's another indicator, and it's not going to be like that every year, but you know, it's a good, if you know what you're doing and getting into those markets, you know, you can get yourself some pretty sweet prices. You could have Penn State +4 and Michigan +8 in this game, which is never a bad place to be if you think it's going to be a field goal game.
Boy, and I mean, just a spoiler alert, that's kind of how I feel. You know, it just doesn't strike me as a game that's going to be won by more than a touchdown. I could be wrong about that. Some key figures here on Michigan, then I'll get your take on what you've seen from this team so far this year, Greg. Number 84 total offense, number 78 rushing. We're talking about in the country, obviously. Number 73 passing, number 58 scoring. Number 111 nationally in the red zone. Defensively, number 14 in the country in total defense. The Big Ten is just scattered with defenses that rank near the top of the national rankings there. Number 9 against the pass, number 15 points allowed, number 23 third down conversion. So you're looking at, I mean, you put this team and those numbers side by side, you're really looking at Iowa again. You know, from based on their resume so far, Michigan pretty much is Iowa. And Iowa pretty much is Michigan. You saw that 10-3 game a couple weeks ago. It's a Michigan team that it's hard to figure out. You know, you bring in Josh Gattis, you talk about, you know, revolutionizing the offense, changing the offense, making it more wide open and making it more modern. And that's just not how things have played out. And I think that was the concern or the potential issue coming in was Jim Harbaugh really going to defer any part of that offensive identity to somebody other than himself? And I think that seems to have been a struggle so far, is really handing the keys over to Josh Gattis. What their default mode is to put a bunch of heavy dudes on the field and run it up the middle again and again and again. And there's some challenges that come along with that, but there's also, you know, I think for my money, underutilizing some of the weapons in that passing game. Like, I think Michigan's wide receivers are very, very talented. You can like, love, hate Shea Patterson. He's a decent quarterback who can move. He can create plays with his legs. I think he's made his share of big throws for this Michigan team before. You know, you're handcuffing him a little bit. I think it's just underperformed. Really, Michigan across the board, might be a good way of putting it.
Yeah.
But I also think that expectations were way too high for what this team is and what they had coming back and all that. So I think this is a tricky team to figure out. I think the danger or the concern is that if they put it all together – it's still a dangerous team.
Yeah.
You know, it's still a dangerous team that can play really strong defense.
Right. So I'm flip-flopping quite a bit on my thoughts on Michigan, because on one hand, I see a team with plenty of talent that if it ever puts it all together, it's going to be a pretty darn good team. But on the other side of the coin, it looks like a team that just has not – it's too rudderless on offense, and it can't seem to get out of its way on defense. So you put those two things together, and you're not going to win a ton of football games with that kind of ineptness in mind. So it just seems like Josh Gattis was brought in by John Harbaugh because – Harbaugh was convinced that Gattis Harbaugh, sorry, was convinced that it was going to revolutionize Michigan's offense. But then it seems like Harbaugh doesn't want to stop standing in the way of allowing that to take place. So tough to kind of get a read on what exactly it is Michigan wants to be on offense. And I think that's been at their detriment so far this season.
And it's a big thing that continues to stand in Michigan's way. You know, if you think about some of the teams that want to still play some smash mouth elements, like Alabama, for example, which is a good team to bring up because that's where Josh Gattis came from, in addition to Penn State. They're a team that they've modernized their approach at on the offensive side of the ball. You know, Nick Saban, I think, recognized, you know, Josh Gattis is to Jim Harbaugh what Lane Kiffin was to Nick Saban a few years ago. Somebody who's going to move their offense into the future, who's going to bring fresh ideas and fresh concepts. And to Nick Saban's credit, he actually listened and implemented some of these things that they talked about implementing. We haven't seen those yet from Michigan. You know, it's a group that, you know, I know going into last week, which, by the way, that even beating Illinois came with big question marks about how they can let a big lead slip away and against a team like that. Because what was it? 28-0, then 28-25, then 42-25, something like that. But they think they're sitting on a gold mine still offensively. And I think that I know, you know, for me, those wideouts present some concerns. I think if they start to use them at any moment, Michigan's offense can score some points. But to me, I mean, so far this year, talk about underachieving. You know, this Michigan team still has a lot to prove.
Yeah, that's really what it can. And that's why I'm picking Penn State to win this game. I know we're a little bit away from prediction time, but I just don't trust Michigan to go on the road and get the job done. And their defense doesn't seem to have the same teeth. That Wisconsin game just left a bad taste in my mouth that I haven't been able to get over since. And that was what, the middle of September?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, okay. So they beat up on Illinois. They went on the road and they got a lead and they let them back in it and they got a lead again. I get that. That's all fine and well. But, you know, and maybe they're playing a little bit better than they were when they almost lost to Army and when they got rolled over by Wisconsin. But I mean, ultimately, Dustin, I just don't think this team has the identity that most Michigan teams have had, which is a defense that'll punch you in the mouth and an offense that at worst will do enough to get the job done. They just don't seem to have that. Don Brown doesn't seem to have the same answers that he's had in years past. So it's just going to be a blowout like we've seen the last 2 years in this series. You know, I don't know. I could certainly think that the ingredients are there for a Penn State blowout, but it's hard to predict one, you know, going into the game. I think there's just too many unknowns about the consistencies of Penn State's offense to feel great about that being the case.
It's the Keystone Kickoff Show. We're looking ahead to Penn State, Michigan at Beaver Stadium. If you're looking ahead as of right now, still some availability at gopsurv.com. If you want a little alternative tailgating experience, and by alternative, I mean awesome, get there on Friday, leave on Sunday, tailgate in their lot, in the GoPSURV lot, get a ride to them from Beaver Stadium where you can continue your tailgating, come back after the game is over. If you're a night owl, and continue tailgating back there again. They've got some really cool RV choices that you can choose from. You can check it out at gopsurv.com. And again, check it out. Look into it for Michigan. And if not Michigan, maybe a little further down the road here in the season. Your thoughts, Greg, on Josh Gattis coming back to Beaver Stadium? You know,
it's fascinating.
It's been 2 years. It's a guy who, you know, reportedly was, it was all or nothing. He was either going to be Penn State's offensive coordinator or he was going to move to a position where he could kind of continue climbing that ladder. That happened as co-offensive coordinator at Alabama. Now he's brought in, viewed as kind of a rising star in the industry, now as the offensive coordinator at Michigan. Haven't seen, you know, a lot of ground being broken for this Michigan team, but he does come back to Penn State. He had been with James Franklin for a lot of his career to that point, and so now he's coming back on the opposing sideline.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, I think it's really fascinating, number one, because he knows so much about how Brent Pry operates, and Brent Pry knows a lot about what Josh wants to do on offense and how he wants his unit to look and so on and so forth. So I think that's really interesting. You know, it just, he did a lot for Penn State when he was there. I don't think there's any question that he was a big part of that coaching staff when it won the Big Ten title in 2016. So I don't think Penn State fans should feel like they want to shun him or be mad at him because he left or anything like that. But, you know, it's funny because sometimes the criticisms of Ricky Ronnie somehow get turned into, you know, well, James Franklin made a mistake and he should have hired Josh Gattis and not Ricky Ronnie and yada, yada, yada. But, you know, I think Gattis is finding out something that James Franklin says a lot, and not in this particular context, but it still applies, is that everybody wants to be that guy, the guy. And James Franklin's usually talking about being the head coach, but in this case, it applies to the coordinator role. You know, everybody wants to be the play caller. Everybody wants to be the guy who is in that role and gets to make those calls and thinks that they know all the answers until they get there. And then sometimes they don't have all the answers. And I don't think he's had all the answers so far this season. Again, what we don't know is whether that's Jim Harbaugh related or if it's something else. But either way, it's not been the perfect marriage that it was made up to be in the offseason.
And, you know, you have to, I think something like this puts a bullseye on Jim Harbaugh. And, you know, there's going to be pressure in the second half of the season to win big games. They get the opportunity at Beaver Stadium Saturday night. What do you expect to happen? I want your score prediction. You hinted at it earlier. Give me the score you're picking.
So I look at this game like this. If Penn State can start out fast, which it's been able to do some this year, but not completely, it should have no problem. If not, it has all the makings of the Buffalo game, where the Michigan hangs around. They get a couple plays here and there. It's a game for a half, maybe three quarters, and then Penn State gets some comfort later in the game. But I just haven't seen enough from Michigan to make me think they can come on the road and really threaten to win at Penn State. Conversely, I've been picking some pretty high Penn State scores. I don't know if we're going to see that. So I have Penn State 27, Michigan 14.
I've got a – you say Buffalo. I say Iowa. I think it's going to be a near replica. 6 field goals to 5 field goals, 18 to 15. Penn State over Michigan. I don't think Penn State covers the spread. We'll see. If bad Michigan shows up, anything can happen. We're moving on here on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Your Penn State football questions, a lot coming in from Iowa, coming up on Ask Greg. Stick around.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves, fantasy football, flannel, beards, tailgating, oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Hey, it's Ross Tucker, former NFL player and now host on the Keystone Sports Network, telling you about GoPSURV.com. I had an unbelievable experience for the Wisconsin game with my wife. My father-in-law came up. We had an absolute blast tailgating at GoPSURV.com. If you don't know about it or you haven't checked it out yet, you need to do so immediately. Call Mark at 1-800-519-8467 or go to GoPSURV.com.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.